Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
I'm Tony Tucker of Berkshire Style. Although the weather outside is still definitely winter, gardeners among us are getting the itch, thinking of the loam crumbling beneath their fingertips. Gardens and the coming season is most definitely in the planning stages. Berkshire Botanical Garden is hosting an interesting series of lectures for the month of February. We take a look at the first one, a winter lecture with Ernie Maynard, a renowned English garden designer, and let you know about those that follow. Each week, our millennial writer Charlotte Penrose looks around the region at what is happening and shares her recommendations for the most interesting and fun events to come. Here are some of her tips for this week. Why we do what we do, unconsciousness. John Barg is an award-winning social psychologist and the world's leading expert on the unconscious mind. In Before You Know It, The Unconscious Reasons We Do What We Do, Barg takes the reader into his labs at New York University and Yale, where he and his colleagues have discovered how the unconscious guides our behavior, goals, and motivations in areas like race relations, parenting, business, consumer behavior, and addiction. His lecture describing his work in the field and his most recent book, to be followed by a wine and cheese reception at the Oliver Wolcott Library in Litchfield. Atlantic Brass Quintet, stimulating and lively. Serving as resident quintet at institutions including Boston University and the Boston Conservatory, the Atlantic Brass Quintet is lauded regularly in the press for its lively and stimulating style. As the Boston Globe puts it, they kick butt. Their repertoire spans five centuries and a broad spectrum of styles, from Bach and Brahms to Mahaldo and Monk to Brazil and the Balkans. Winner of six international chamber music competitions, the quintet's distinctive sound, impeccable ensemble, stunning virtuosity, and warm, inviting stage presence have won praise from scores of critics. At the Hotchkiss School in Lakeville. Beyond the Veil, W.E.B. and Edith. Beyond the Veil stages a fictitious meeting between W.E.B. Du Bois and Edith Wharton at the Mount in 1910. Inspired by the exclusion of Du Bois from his region's cultural history, the play examines racism in the higher echelons of our society and asks what would happen if the racial veil were lifted. And for one magical moment, these two dazzling iconoclasts could see each other clearly, mind to mind, eye to eye. The stage reading will be performed by Shakespeare and Company at the Mahawi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington. The recipe, cooking up theater. Combine one part theater piece and one part cooking show. Add an audience and you've got the recipe, an episodic live cooking show by Kristen Worrell, in which she prepares and serves a dessert to the crowd. In this episode, she'll be making apple strudel, serving up forbidden fruit flambéed, filled and rolled in a humble dough of flour and water at Standard Space in Sharon. Broadcast media and the political divide. Martin Miller, CEO and general manager of New England Public Radio, has been working in radio for decades. During his tenure at NEPR, its audience and annual budget have almost doubled, and the station has grown from just WFCR 88.5 FM to a 13-station network with three program services, a website, and active social media presence. Miller will discuss how broadcast media and decisions made at the federal level about media have contributed to the vast political divide in our country, and why non-commercial media are more important than ever at the Stockbridge Library. Check out our website for further information. Just click on Happening This Week on the button on the homepage of Berkshire Style. Our other features can also be accessed from the homepage. Please support our advertisers. Just click on the ads themselves that link directly to their websites. Our favorite thing, dine out for history. Enjoy a lovely meal and support the Northeast Historical Society. They have partnered with four local Millerton restaurants who will give back a percentage of sales to the organization for the next 5 weeks. What a great idea. Enjoy a lovely evening out and support your community for a worthy cause. Out on a limb. In her essay, Phone Home, Catherine Boughton muses on the changes in our work habits brought about by the telephone, the internet, and Wi-Fi. How does she work these days? And oh, by the way, how would history have changed if Robert E. Lee had phoned home? Berkshire Kitchen. Savory slow cooker beef stew. Jane's rendition of a beef bourguignon. In the wintertime, she likes her Cuisinart multi-cooker with four settings. It can function as a slow cooker, roaster, steamer, and also sear meats and vegetables in the same pot. The only other piece of equipment you'll need is a large bowl in which to put the items after they are briefly seared. Perfect comfort food for this time of year. Country Homes, pristine 18th century colonial, sunny and beautiful with exposed antique beams and antique hardwood floors. This four-bedroom home has a country kitchen, living room, dining room, library, and sunroom. Outdoors, a kitchen with fieldstone fireplace, a pool with cabana, and limestone terrace. A detached barn with space for an office with three garage bays sits on professionally landscaped grounds with mature plantings, perennial gardens, and stone walls. Please visit us at Berkshire Style. We're an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. Have a wonderful week. Stay dry and warm.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.